Praise the Lord, and greetings to all our viewers through my television on this program this Sunday morning, the 12th of April 2020. From the comfort of your living room or wherever you're listening from the hospitals, correction centers, our emergency operation centers, wherever you're listening or tuning in from this wonderful morning, I take this moment to greet you in the mighty, powerful, and matchless name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and the Lord of our nation, which this program is named after. Here with me at the studio, we welcome our Ngashilebu, General Superintendent for the New Methodist Christian Fellowship, and the leader for the Souls to Jesus Ministry, Taltal Ngase Atunaisa Wasaya the Bulono, who will be leading us today in our Holy Communion and also be the mouthpiece of God to the nation and to the world in this God of our Nation program. To the President of the Republic of the Fiji Islands and your family, we greet you, sir, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Honorable Prime Minister and your family, we greet you, sir. Thank you so much for the hard work and your cabinet team and their families, the permanent secretaries, the opposition leader and the members of the opposition, and the government and the non-government organization administratives that you are listening this wonderful morning. We take this moment to welcome you and greet you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We can never go wrong with my name, Sana Tinikavani, non the Banua, Nabe Korokoro, Nabe Matangali, Nabe Busaka, Nabe Matabuval, Bambotani, Lagodurumiti Gondorangona, Kandarunika, Ningona, Drenre, Lagodurumikandana, Matilebu, and non the Banua, Lagodurumitikon, a pandemic, COVID-19, Kabakakina, Dangi, Kokua, Mailu Vikanda, and a Vidanesinga Saudi, Savam Bulletugan, and a nominee station in one of my TV, and advertising one to Ramotisu, Namatavina and Singapore. Don't Bulavinaka Menea Tulau, Don Bulamai Kandavu, Don Bulamai Nasa Savara, Don Bulamai Navianu and Ketsar, the Count Ravimbua came Maduata, Pakin and Vesana and another Bunongo Vitilevu, Savam Bulletugani, and advertising one to Ramotisu, Caristo, Matanikua, sir, Matakuni Singani to the Catal.
Matakaninganga,
amen.
Matakani. Reki, matakani marau, kanda duruma, na kanda sutawa, niko na singa ninganga. Wana singa vinaka menda marau takakina na kalu, nisa lala na imbulumbulu.
Praise the Lord.
Elala na imbulumbulu. Ndonga na imbulumbulu, elala inya medho menikuwa. Bulumbulu kate sa tawatiko, ndonga na imbulumbulu elala. And we kenda kita sali sumekine pole tukina. He has risen. He's not here. He has risen. Kembali aninda na enjoy takana na Holy Communion. And marau takatiko nanganga, and riki takatiko nanganga, ningoni turango Jesus Christo. Nando nanganga, and the sama inganga kina. Nona pagadengu, the sama pagadengu kina. Se pagadaba na uwa tale tale, and the vuruma na buruburongo. Nona nanganga, and the sama inganga kina siminani kwa. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Take this time to once again welcome Fiji for this wonderful opportunity. As we'll ask Taltal Ngasitiko to read from the Bible, the significance of what we call the Holy Communion. Eh? And this is what happened to when he went to the Father. He called the disciple and put them through this program, what we call the Holy Communion, and told them, make sure you continue to do this in remembrance of me. Kembali na kaya dakango, esindo na kaya dakatunga apaga Italia, na dakasaranga ambaleta nondo abiwe kani, watakena ngone turango Chisu Kristo atunuga, dongen do dakabango, dongen do wakana numi oke. Kembali ndo na kambimi, na rongo thamanda na thabai kabi kanda ni voltam.
Amen. I will read from Luke 22, verse 19 to 20. Luke chapter 22, verse 19 to 20. The word of God says, and he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given to you. Do this in remembrance of me. And likewise, he also took the cup after supper and saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you.
Hallelujah. When he said, when you do this Holy Communion or Last Supper, and then remember me, remember me. So we have to remember him. What he went through, even though it's so many years ago, but it's a privilege to remember what he went through, because what he went through is the reason why we are standing here today. So prepare yourself well as we are about to go through the Holy Communion. I will ask you to go through with us, Before that, let us come before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We commit the Holy Communion as your instruction, as you direct your disciple. We thank you, Father God, that we'll remember you, your body and your blood. And we thank you for blessing us, blessing our nation, and especially those who are at home right now. They are going through the Holy Communion with us. Thank you, Father God, that your power, your glory, your presence will transmit through every medium of transmission, that they will receive well in the outer islands or interior of Bitilebu, Nolebu, and also around the globe. We thank you for those in Europe. We thank you for those in Australia, in the African continent, American continent, and also in the Pacific, New Zealand and Australia and other islands. We thank you, Father God, for every family, every church that they are getting together now and committing this time with us as we come to you. We call it Holy Communion. We thank you. Bless us together. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen and amen. The Bible says he took the bread, hallelujah, and he gave it to the disciple. So you can share it among yourself. And he prayed. Hallelujah. So let us pray for the bread, represent his body. Lord, we thank you for the bread, represent your body.
Thank you, Father.
And we learn from the Bible study in the morning at 8 to 9 that your body went through the nails on the hair, on your feet, the spears on your side, and the crown of thorn on your head, and then the whips on your back, the sour drink into your mouth, and also the negative words into your ears. Everything your body went through, we take this time to remember. And we thank you for going through for us. You're not supposed to go through it just because you're loved to us. So we take this time, bless the bread as we remember your body. In Jesus' name, let us eat together. The Bible says you also took the wine. You can take the wine. You can share the wine if you are with us. The wine represents his blood. The Bible says becomes a new covenant.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So whatever you've done up till this moment, remember, drinking the wine wash away all your sinful life. Hallelujah. So before we drink, let's come before the Lord. We thank you, Father God. We praise your mighty name. We thank you, Father God, for your precious blood shed on the cross because of us and becomes a new covenant. We thank you. We thank you for the new covenant. Thank you for blessing us. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Let's drink together. This is one of the most important sacramental exercise that they went through. Eh? And we can go through, as I said before, it's not the frequency that matters. The more, the better. So if you can do it every day, every morning, you can do it. If you can do it every week, like with us, we've dedicated a time like this, God of Our Nation program, 10:30, to start with Holy Communion. So, wherever you're watching, thank you for having Holy Communion with us, because the Lord too is with you wherever you are. Lord, we thank you this morning. We praise your mighty name. We send blessings to all those that partake the bread and the wine this morning. We thank you, Father God. There's power in the blood. There's power in what we're going through. We thank you, Father God, this morning. Thank you for blessing our nation, blessing our families, blessing our loved one. And we thank you for today. We give you the glory. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah. It's a wonderful time that we spend Holy Communion together.
Yeah.
And very significant because we're going through the Easter weekend, so many days like amen. This. Eh? And it's a blessing to bring to you the word of victory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And the title today is Jesus is Life.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is Life. And because today is the Resurrection Sunday, this is the day of victory. Hallelujah. Kami kan dari Moltamu. Mate venum batinganga, bulumbulu venum umatua.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And I believe it is a good testimony to us today that Jesus went through that. Etalagastiko. Jesus went through that.
Amen.
To proclaim and to show the world that He is mighty. He is the Alpha, He is the Omega. Hallelujah. He is the beginning and He is the end. Hallelujah. When He was at the cross, hallelujah, He was there as 100% man. That means all the pain, all the whip, the 39 stripes, the nail to His hands, the nail to His feet, the spears to His side, the crown of thorns on His head, all the negative words into His ears, all those, hallelujah. My friend, all those are part and parcel of His victory parade. Yeah. And today is the victory time. This is the time that we say, hallelujah, praise the Lord. This is the time to say, God bless you, because your God lives. And all the things around Him has been taken away. All the negatives around Him has been removed. And today you will go through the seven things that happened. Hallelujah. When He stood up from the grave, hallelujah, from the tomb, when He stood up, seven things happened. Hallelujah. Seven things happened in His life. Hallelujah. And what happened in His life will happen to you when you receive Jesus Christ as your Amen. Personal Savior. Hallelujah. So this is the time to celebrate. This is the time to smile. Mm. Hallelujah. Because Jesus brought victory into our life.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The things that He went through, the nail on His feet, the spears on His side, and also the crown of thorn on His head, Jesus. The whips on His back, the negative words into His ears.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And the sour drink, when He needed the most, they gave Him sour drink. I tell you, my friend, all those things He went through, seven things He went through, for the seventh thing happens. Mm. Hallelujah. I remember, according to the Bible, that they put some soldiers there, Roman soldiers, they put it there, and they also put some guard from the temple, they also put it there. So there were Roman soldiers and also the guard from the priest. Hallelujah. Because they said, in case the disciple will come and steal the body. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. But Jesus told the disciple on the third day, hallelujah. And he kept only singing on the Italian.
Hallelujah.
He was talking to the disciple when he said, if you take down this house, I can build up in 3 days. The teachers of the law and the Pharisees, they look around and said, how come our elders build this temple for 42 years? And you, who are you to say that you can build this house in 3 days?
Jesus.
But they were talking about the temple that was built by Solomon and his people. But Jesus was talking about His body.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And what happened to His body is what you will hear today. So sit back and relax in your living room or in your bedroom or in your workplace and enjoy, hallelujah, the victory march that starts from the tomb and still going today. Whenever you surrender your life to Jesus Christ, you are joining an army.
Ooh.
And that army always receives victory.
Praise
always go for victory. The battle is already decided. The war is already won.
Hallelujah.
The enemy is already defeated. Hallelujah. 2,000 years ago, he's already defeated. And I want to tell you, my friend, my brothers and my sisters, that you are watching me today. Hallelujah. I want to challenge our life. I want to challenge you today that this is the time to walk in victory and confess victory words from your mouth. Why? Because God already won the victory to us. I remember when the angel came to Josaphat and told Josaphat, you go and fight. The battle, hallelujah, is already won. You go and fight. Take up your position because I will fight for you. My friend that you are here today, we are going through hard times in Fiji, even in the world today. But we were hit by double blows. One is a COVID-19 and the other one is a cyclone just passed by.
Jesus.
maybe two or three days ago. But I want to tell you, my friend, regardless what you face in this life, the victory is already yours. Because the victory in Jesus becomes yours. The Bible says the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is the same power that is with you. The same power is with me. The same power is with those that believe that Jesus Christ is their personal Savior.
Hallelujah.
And that power makes the seventh thing that I'm about to share today with you. Hallelujah. The guards were sent from the Roman soldiers and also from the priest, but did not deter. The third day he stood up.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And I want to challenge our life today. Hallelujah. And as we'll go through the seven things, Hallelujah.
I will read the English version. Luke 24, 1 to 12. Now on the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they and certain other women with them came to the tomb bringing the spices which they had prepared. But they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. Then they went in and did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. And it happened, as they were greatly perplexed about this, that behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. Then as they were afraid and bowed their faces to the earth, they said to them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but he is risen. Remember how he spoke to you when he was still in Galilee, saying, 'The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again.' And they remembered his words. Then they returned from the tomb and told all these things to the 11 and to all the rest. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the other women with them who told these things to the apostles. And their words seemed to them like idle tales, and they did not believe them. Hallelujah. But Peter arose and ran to the tomb, and stooping down, he saw the linen clothes lying by themselves, and he departed, marveling to himself at what had happened."
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yes. The woman decided to go. They never thought of who will remove the stone. Yes. They never thought of the stone that separate them from going to Jesus' body. They never thought of that. They thought of Jesus said to them on the third day that I will rise again. They remember that. What are you remembering this morning?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. When you walk with God, try to remember his word. Because when you remember, in your remember to remember. Hallelujah. And I tell you, then you will walk by faith, not by sight. The reason why you are walking by sight, because you can't remember the word of God. And we Christians, we supposed to remember every word that uttered from Jesus' mouth. Hallelujah. Every word that he said, you must remember. When he said, on the third day, this woman, not the disciple, not the disciple, not Peter, not Reverend Peter, not Bishop John. Hallelujah. Not Tal-Tala James. No, no. It was the woman. They remember, today is the third day. We'll go and put some oil into his body.
Amen.
They knew that the soldiers will be there. They knew that they already covered the stone, which will take about 20 people to remove the stones. I mean, 20 good people. Hallelujah. To remove the stones. And you're talking about 3 to 4 women that they will go that morning on the third day, on the third morning, to go into the tomb. They knew exactly what they are doing because they were remembering what Jesus said. When you remember what Jesus said, see, the impossible will become possible in front of you. Jesus. Because you are walking by faith. You are not walking by sight. And it's a big challenge to us today. Jesus went through all those things for our goodness and to be an example for us today.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm excited about today because today is a day of victory. It is because of the day like this, today, that Jesus rose from the dead. that I can preach, I can share, that I can see miracles, signs and wonders. I can see, hallelujah, demons flee. I can see young people set free from drugs, from smoking, from marijuana. I saw it with my eyes.
Hallelujah.
I saw the healing into the body. I saw restoration to marriages. My friend, it's because of this day. Because the Bible says, the power that raised Jesus from the dead is the same power that is with you. The same power that is with me. That I can preach from this studio and come to your living room and come to your home. So miracle can happen. The blind can see. The lame can walk again. Doors that are closed for years can open. Oh, miracles can happen in your life. Because signs and wonders follow those that believe in the Lord. You believe in the Lord? You believe in the Lord, then the miracle will follow you. You don't follow miracle. Hallelujah. You don't look for miracle. Miracle is part of your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Miracle is part of your day-to-day life. You don't look for miracle. You don't look for any Dorirayon, Dorimombo. You don't look for any other doctor to deliver you. No, you look for God and the power of His Word. And all those things shall come into pass because you believe in God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The Bible says that. That impossible becomes possible. I remember when Isaiah was writing Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 and 7, the Bible says that a baby will be born, a child will be given.
Hallelujah.
All the authority will be upon his shoulder. Hallelujah. All the authority, nalewa, and anona, nalewa, the authority will be upon his shoulder. And he will be called counselor. Hallelujah. Miracle worker, a mighty God, everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Lima na yada, so will be kwa. Hallelujah. Viva kurumbu itaki, viva kabubuli, kaloko kawa, tamani ngono tau mundu, tu ini so tu. Five names given, gay pasal binaka, gay The Bible says in Philippians chapter 2, verse 10 and 11, that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess in heaven, on earth, and under the earth. To for them to confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God our Father.
Jesus.
So I'm speaking to you that you are down, maybe you lost your job because of this COVID-19, or maybe you've sent home, maybe you were told to take your leave, hallelujah, or leave without pay, or whatever problem that you're facing. It's nothing new. It happened before and it can happen again. Mm-hmm. But those in Christ, hallelujah, they are a new person. The old things, narere, natangaya, naririko, namandua. All the old things have gone and the new things will come.
Hallelujah.
Just because you have the power that raised Jesus from the dead.
Amen.
And this is what happened. Hallelujah. Ken matai. He set us free from pain. Hallelujah. He went through pain.
Amen.
Yeah. On day one, he went through pain.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The stripes on his back, 39.
Amen.
And the nail to his feet.
Hallelujah.
The nail to his hands. And the sour into his mouth. Ooh. And the crown of thorns. Hallelujah.
A lot of pain.
A lot of pain. And the Bible says the only mark was on his hand. And he came out. No pain. Painless. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead.
Jesus.
The same power. Hallelujah. The marks on his hand and the marks on his feet, I believe it was put there to prove to the disciple it was me who was nailed on the cross. I believe that's the only reason. Hallelujah. And God can touch, hallelujah, the pain that you're going through right now. There are a lot of pain. Some people, they just lost their house. Maybe you lost your loved ones a few days ago and you don't have a proper funeral service because of what we are going through. And so much pain in your life.
Amen.
But remember, the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is the same power that brings the painless when he walked through that door.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We call it the door because when you go to his tomb today, there's a door. Hallelujah. And he walked through that door from being painful when he was on the cross. Hallelujah. He was going through pain when he lift and carry, and walk up that hill of Calvary, of his cross. Hallelujah. There was a lot of pain in his body. But when he stood up, hallelujah, all the pain gone.
Hallelujah.
Because that's what happened on that day. That day, that's what happened. Hallelujah. God took all our pain to the cross. Your pain, my pain, all our pain was taken by Jesus. He took our pain to the cross.
Amen.
So when he come out from the tomb, he was painless. Hallelujah. It's very powerful. It's very, very profound, my friend, wherever you're listening right now. That's why it's very, very important for us to surrender our life to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You are feeling the pain right now of something happened to you because you haven't taken that pain to him. Because when he lives in you, it's no longer you that lives. Paul said, it's no longer me that lives, but Christ that lives in me.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. You are feeling the pain now because you haven't received, hallelujah, Jesus Christ into your life for him to take that pain. Number two, I wrote down here, free from bruises. Hallelujah. All the marks on his body, all the marks on his back were all healed.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Why? Why God did that? To show to the world that all your bruises, all the marks that you go through, see, not only the pain, the marks that you are carrying, the scars of life. Life has been very rough to you, my friend. Life is not friendly to you, my friend.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Since you are a doctor by profession, if somebody go through operation,
amen.
No, like when we talk about 39 stripes, there's a lot of marks on his back.
Yeah.
How long it will take for a normal healing?
Amen. It depends on the wound and also the physiological makeup of the person, of the patient. If it's a deep wound, then it takes probably after stitch. A stitch is to help heal the wound or close up the wound. So it's 2 weeks to 3 weeks. So if it's a small cut, then also needs stitching or just bandage, it might take 1 week to 2 weeks. So it totally depends on the extent of the wound or how deep the wound is. So we talk about stitches, for instance. For stitches, that's why when you come to the hospital and after the stitching, then the nurse or the doctor will tell you, come back in 2 weeks. For removal of stitch. Removing the stitch, meaning that the wound has healed. And then change of dressing every alternate days.
Hallelujah.
To assist with the healing of the wound. So it's not only the normal response of the body to heal, it's the stitch, it's the ointment we put, it's the bandage, and the assistance of all those with the painkiller and with the antibiotics to assist in the fast healing of the wound.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, when you think about those medical term and the process that somebody has to go through, the magnitude of the scars on his back. He did not show any other thing. He just saw the mark of the nail on his hand and the mark of the spear on the side. Because that is what to tell the disciple, it's me who was hanging on the cross that are standing up here. The mark is still on my hand. Hallelujah. So my friend that you are here today, when Jesus rose from the dead, hallelujah, all those marks only on the third day, the mark received on the first day, on the third day, he rose up again. So that is the same power that Paul is talking about. You can have scars in your life. You can have some bad experience in your life. But I want to tell you today, Because Jesus Christ is your Savior. Jesus Christ is your Lord. Jesus Christ is your God. Jesus Christ is your friend, your teacher. I tell you, all those scars of life will be just a mark, but there is no effect on your life. There is nothing that can stop you. Nothing can pull you back. Nothing can put you back to your bad histories just because of the bad experience you go through. I want to challenge our life today. Make today a victorious day in Jesus' name. You should walk that victorious walk with Jesus. Because when he rose from the dead, that's exactly what he wants us, his followers. He wants to spread out the good news to the people. When somebody is with Christ, he's a new person. All the old things have gone. See, the new things will come. I want to challenge our life today. Not only pain that is taken away, also the scars. Hallelujah. All the scars. People can see the scars. People, maybe you can see where the scar used to be. But when God comes in, hallelujah, there will be no effect of the scars in you because God already replaced you. By your stripes, hallelujah, by his stripes, by the stripe on Jesus' back, we are all healed in Jesus' name. Number three, it's written there, set free from Stephen, still, hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says he was dead. Hallelujah. How many years have you been working as a physician, as a doctor?
12 and a half years.
Hallelujah. On the third day, hallelujah, the one that was lying down, they saw the linen fold properly. Who is the one that fold the linen?
Jesus.
Hallelujah. He's not only rising from the dead, he knows exactly what he was doing.
Hallelujah.
So when Peter came and took past the ladies and went into the tomb, he only saw the linen that was placed properly. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
When he rose from the dead, he rose from stiffness. You've been stagnant for your life.
Jesus.
You've been a church goer for your life. It's been like that all your life. You celebrate Christmas. You celebrate Easter. You're going to church every Sunday. But there's no change.
Jesus.
Hey, coming out of the tomb must be some change in our life.
Jesus.
Some change in our words. Some change in the way that we carry things. The way that we look at things.
Amen.
Because the reason why he came out from the tomb, to show the world it can be done.
Amen.
What is impossible with men is possible with God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And maybe you are listening to me today.
Jesus.
You're going through hard times of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Life has been rough on you, on your family.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to tell you, don't allow that that barriers to make you a stagnant person.
Mm-hmm.
You go from level to level, from power to power. And you walk with Jesus. You walk from glory to glory in Jesus' name.
It's just becoming a program
in the church. It's becoming a religious activity. I'm sharing today, the church is not a building, the church is not events or activities. The church is the relationship with Jesus Christ. See, when we come out of the church and when we come out of the event, you're still connected to God. You're still connected to the Word. You're still connected to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is still your teacher. The Holy Spirit is still your counselor. Why? Because you are not connected to the events and you are not connected to the building. Hallelujah. The very thing, the church, that they make it very, very important, significant in building a church. It's about the building. It's about the setup. It's about the choir. It's about this. It's about that. No. The church is the living word of God, demonstrated by the people that they say that Christ is their life.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And that's why when people, Jesus did not build a church. Jesus did not build a building. But he built the church on people. He said, upon this rock, I will build my church. Hallelujah. And the rock is him. And he said, upon this rock, I'll build my church. Not a big church that can seat 10,000 or 5,000 or 2,000. Don't take me wrong that, Taltala is speaking against building the church. No, I'm not speaking against building the church. The most important thing is to build the church on people. The people are the church. Hallelujah. The way they walk, the way that they display themselves, the way they, their mannerism, their characteristic. We are the church. And that's why Jesus said, you are the light of the world. When he's about to go, he said, you are the light of the world. You like a city on a hill. When people see you, they see me. They know that you worship me. I want to challenge our life today, my friend. Hallelujah. Whatever you are doing in this life, whatever you're going through, I believe that God wants to bless your life right now, right here. Right now, right here. Why? Because that's what happened when Jesus came out of the tomb. Hallelujah. Another one. He set free from darkness. Hallelujah. When they closed that tomb, not only the physical darkness, from the darkness of the darkness. I believe when Jesus was nailed to the cross and died on the cross, he went to hell and conquered hell. Hallelujah. And then he came back again and conquered life. And that's why his body have to respond. The body that comes from Mary. Hallelujah. The body that comes from Mary. But the spirit that comes from God. Because you know what Gabriel said. That the Holy Spirit will make you conceive. And you will bear a child. Name that child Jesus, because he will be great. Oh, my friend that you are listening and watching today. Maybe you listening on the radio, Radio Fiji One. Or maybe watching on Facebook. Or maybe watching my television. Hallelujah. Whatever medium that you are watching right now. Remember, when he rose from the dead, number one, free us from pain. Free us from bruises. Free us from stiffness. Hallelujah. And number four, set us from darkness. I'm sorry to say, even though we are in the 21st century, hallelujah, we are still in darkness. Some people still worshiping the devil. Some people still worshiping their forefathers' God. Some people are still worshipping the bones. Some people are still worshipping the tree. Some people are still worshipping the animals. Hey, we are on the 21st century. We're supposed to move away from darkness of this world. The whole nation was in darkness. In 1830, the London Mission Society arrived in Laos. In 1835, the Wesleyan or the Methodist, Reverend William Cross and David Cargill, they arrive in Tumbo because of their message that brings light. So when Jesus rose from the dead, he's a light to the world. He's a light to the emperor. He's a light to the president. He's a light to the leader. He's a light to the king and the kings and the queens. He's a light to the world. He takes us away from the darkness. For too long we've been in darkness. Maybe you're still worshipping other things around you, worshipping sports, worshipping the things around you. Like drinking and partying. Hallelujah. A lot of people, they break the curfew. They break the discipline and the instruction just because they worship. Yeah. Merrymaking, drinking cover. And that's why they break every rules because that's what they worship.
Jesus.
And I want to challenge our life today. Hallelujah. This morning is a morning of victory.
Hallelujah.
It's a morning that we come away from the darkness.
Mm-mm.
Maybe you will hear you. You still remember those dark days of your life.
Mm.
No, come away. Jesus is leading you for tomorrow. He's a God of tomorrow. He's a God that sets your tomorrow.
Mm.
So you need to walk a victorious life. You need to speak a victorious words. You need to believe in yourself.
Mm.
You need to trust in what the Holy Spirit is trying to tell you. Don't worry about tomorrow. Let tomorrow worry about itself. Because he's been through your tomorrow. He will bring victory to you tomorrow.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mm.
You just worry about today. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Today.
Mm-hmm.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. Because all these things, what you're right, what you're worrying about, what you are concerned about, all these things shall be added to you. It's just an addition.
Mm.
The main thing is a life in God. The main thing is walking with God. The main thing is his presence.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. When we started the church, we did not plan to start a church. It's just a way that we worship back in Malawi, Lot 62 in Malawi. Just because the presence of God was with us, we start to see the addition of members. Hallelujah. Start to come in and come in from Matawoliboli area, from Watuolebu area, from Namaka area, and people that we know, that we impact their life, they start to come home. Hallelujah. And even one Turanikoro of one village in Nandi came and offered where the church we built back in 2004, 2005. Hallelujah. Why? Because people start to see the light.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Because when you walk with God, when this resurrected Jesus is with you, hallelujah, you will live a life that become a shining example to people around you. And I believe hope, what we are hoping for, it's in the person that trusts in Jesus and
Amen.
Jesus alone.
Amen.
At the moment, the whole world is looking for some solution to the problem that we are facing. The COVID-19 is killing thousands. The last time that I remember, about a day ago, it's past 50,000 already dead. It's past 1 million already infected. 1 million. Hallelujah. And I believe that God is trying to tell the world, I am the boss.
Hallelujah.
Because the Bible says in Psalm 127, if God does not build the house, then the builders will work in vain. Whatever they do, if God does not guard the city, then those that are guarding the city, they are guarding in vain.
Yeah.
Early in the morning, you wake up, and late at night, you eat the bread of sorrows, and late at night, you come and try to sleep. But God will only give peace or sleep to those that he loves.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So I want to challenge our life today. Mm. The rising of Jesus Christ from the tomb brings light.
Ooh,
no more darkness, spiritually and physically.
Hallelujah.
So I want to challenge our life today.
Mm-mm.
This is the time to come back to God. This
Jesus,
is the time to be
Jesus.
In God's presence
Jesus.
Right here, right now.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Surrender your life to Jesus Christ.
Mm-mm.
Because he is the very person. Hallelujah. We enjoy walking with God. We enjoy the presence of God. We enjoy his word. Why? Mm-hmm. Because his word is light. Kago kwaya turanga ngene marama. Ni utuke burubura au nararama ke burubura.
Hallelujah.
Sange kago kwaya. Virtuna tisipeli. O ke mundo nararama ke burubura. Ke remember sa transfer nararama tiku bi kwaya na. The light that he brought is now transferred to us. We become the light of the world.
Hallelujah.
We're not supposed to be the one feeling the prison. We're not supposed to be the one sickly and feeling sick all the time. No. We are not the one running around looking for money, looking for life. No. Because we're supposed to be a good example. Because we are the light of the world.
Amen.
Totally. He set us free from loneliness. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Few morning ago, we've been walking, about 30 minutes walk. We just go and walk and come back home. Hallelujah. About 5:30, 6 o'clock. Hallelujah. And we saw a young man, and he came to us and said, ever since my father passed away, I just feel lonely. Hallelujah. We used to make love together. We used to talk a lot. But when I see people, our neighbor, making love, and I just remember him. I just miss him. I wish that he was here.
Amen.
And this young man was talking to us. Hallelujah. When Jesus rose from the dead, dead brings loneliness into our life.
Hallelujah.
Most of us that we are here today, if there is no good relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, the loneliness that you feel when you lose a loved one will carry on for so many years in your life.
Jesus.
Until and unless that Jesus rises in your spiritual walk, then that loneliness will remain.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Nona tuva katale na Kristo mene mulumulu, ekotomai, kibikenda, na alo, ni sotawi, halibagandua na ngalili, na luma, mandua, halibagandua, Baletanava, Baletani, Kautale Sumaygokoya, Bula, hope, there is life, there is light, there is something better on the horizon for you to look forward to. Forget about what happened yesterday. Because Jesus is with you, will bring to you the things that you're supposed to have.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I believe that God is trying to educate us.
Hallelujah.
This morning, that our past being sometimes bring lonely and memories.
Amen.
That very, very hard to erase from our head. But those memories will become plus to you, a positive impact on your life when Jesus step into your life.
Amen.
Ni ngone basika kina tuda kitale na Kristo wo kina numumbula. E na kauta mai na mbula ni nui nui na basika ni mataka. Senga na rere, senga na ngalili, senga na eluma, senga na mandua, senga na ririko, baletan lava. Because Christ will show you that tomorrow is better than today.
Hallelujah.
I remember a song that we normally sing. Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before.
Jesus.
So when you walk with God, you are not pulling back to what happened yesterday. The things that you missed yesterday. The memories of yesterday. Or maybe the failures of yesterday. Or maybe you are relying on the success of yesterday. No, it's for yesterday. Mm. It's let a bygone be bygone. You look forward to the future.
Hallelujah.
And that's when God need to walk you through, because he's been through your tomorrow. Mm. I've never been through my tomorrow. God been through my tomorrow. So I have to trust God.
Mm-mm.
I have to trust God with my family. I have to trust God with my children. I have to put my trust in God on my grandchildren. I have to trust God on the church.
Jesus.
What about you, my friend? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm talking about what happened behind those closed doors. What happened? Or to nduri tu na sotia, tao tu na batu, to sinikla na kasa tu kiloma. Hallelujah. Set you from the tomb. Sanga itandola na batu. The stone that will take about 20 people to move, sa roll. Hallelujah. Toso nga bata kikwa. Kaya sa kini pagkataya, sa pagkataya.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, tukuna tiko na lima na kakayado na hiloma. Now, it's coming outside now. Sangay toso na batu. There are a lot of stones that have been blocking your life.
Hallelujah.
You need to believe in the resurrection.
Amen.
You need to believe in Jesus. You need to believe the Son of God, the Son of Man. Mm. You need to believe in the Rose of Sharon.
Jesus.
The Bible says that he is the lion in the tribe of Judah.
Mm-mm.
The Bible says that he is the Alpha and he is the Omega. You need to believe that. Because all the stones that are before you will make sure that they will move. They will roll. They will listen to an instruction. And of course, it's from God.
Amen.
Every barriers, every negative, every sickness that's supposed to block your advancement or your improvement will be removed. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I remember when Jesus came to Mother and Mary asking where they lay the body of Lazarus. And they show him. And he said, remove the stone. You need to remove the stone. Hallelujah. There are stones that is blocking us that we need to be removed. You need to remove the stones. There are some stones that only you can remove. Hallelujah. Don't blame the people around you. Don't blame the people before you. Don't blame your parents. You have to do the duty. Mm-hmm. You have to remove that barriers in your life.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So my friend, as we celebrate the day today, hallelujah.
Amen.
This is what happened. Number 2, Natale. Kene matai. Kaulebi na mosi. Number 2, kaulebi na mamua. Number 3, kaulebi na besu. Number 4, kaulebi na mutumuto. Kene kalima, kaulebi na ngalili. Now, the last two happened outside. Matai ngay kaulebi na batu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, I love that one.
Mm-mm.
Even the stone listened to the presence. There was no command. Hallelujah. Sin indu na ndu toka takiwa na waika kota yani. Tornu mo de mo de kalako. Lesu kina numu vale, sapa kumbule kina numu vambota. Kasi vita na soso, The mix magama. Patakino na kasibi. Lago le sili sa iloama. This one here, nothing was said. Nothing was done. The only thing happened, my friend, the stone move. The stone roll.
Hallelujah.
That means in victorious Sunday like this is a day of celebration. It's a day of joy. Why? Because all the stone, when you are with Christ, all the stone in front of you, or all the stone that are placed there, to keep you in darkness, to keep you in loneliness, to keep you in pain, to keep you in scars. Ooh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ooh. Praise the Lord. All those stones were placed for you not to move forward, for you to remain there. Hallelujah. To remain in the five things I already explained. The pain, the bruises, the stiffness, the darkness, and the loneliness. The stone is covered you. Maybe somebody is listening.
Hallelujah.
You deserve it, right? You've been a bad boy. You've been a bad girl. You've been a naughty woman. You've been a naughty man. You are no good. Or maybe you are good for nothing. All those curses becomes a barrier. It's a curse that fall on you. That day when the resurrection happens, when Jesus moved from his bed, hallelujah,
hallelujah,
the five things happen. Now the six things, the stone start to move.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The barriers of your life will move when you believe in Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Namavoa, nangalili, oh, nandusi, namandua. Remember, it's not the end of the road.
Yeah.
When Jesus rose from the dead, the physical evidence outside, number one, which is number six, the number one, the stone start to roll.
Hallelujah.
Retunga orosotia, kwa nindun merayalatu, satoso na batu. Batu kere. Errangi kede, moto kede, felito doko.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Mbaleto naba. Sanduri na Kristo na numumbula. Ni sanduri na Kristo na numumbula na wekangu. Watu kede tu matama na toso.
Hallelujah.
When you are walking as a Christ-like person, that you depend on Jesus, that lives in you. Sa senga niko yiku sambula, Kristo sambula eloma. Then every stone in front of you, you just have to move. Every door that has been closed, it will be open.
Jesus.
Every places that have been locked, will be unlocked. Every opportunity,
hallelujah,
that has been denied, will be approved.
Yes,
why? The resurrected Jesus start to live in you. No more the Jesus at the cross.
Amen.
No more the Jesus in Bethlehem, in a stable. No more. It's a Jesus that walks on the water. It's a Jesus that lame that walk the lame. The Jesus that feed the 5,000 men with five loaves of bread and two fish. The Jesus that called Lazarus from the tomb. The Jesus that stopped the young man's funeral arrangement in the city of Nain. The Jesus that healed Jairus' daughter. His cloth that heal a woman, issues of blood for 12 years. What else you want, my friend? Allow the resurrected Jesus, hallelujah, to arise within you. Isaiah wrote down in Isaiah 60, arise and shine, hallelujah, because the glory of God is upon you. I'm talking about the day today, the day that we celebrate today, hallelujah. And this is the day of celebration of those that believe in Christ Jesus. This is the day that we come together as families and friends and churches. Why? Because our Jesus rose from the dead. Bulumbulu, iweina nomu mumatua. Mate, iweina nomu batinganga. Your poison, huh? Your danger. Where is it now? Turanga kena marama, thorobo kena wanelewa. Auvaunge tikenda. Ena mataka nisikandindai. Hallelujah. Niko pagatara na Kristo membula maina matani lomina facing we watu kede e pagalati lati na toso. Hallelujah. Kabi kene voltamo na kakede e da kaba e na yado. sapa kana kausa tena batini udiwai. Nalago mai nandau singa ke nanra kata-kata. Nasengan diwakila. Enanrogan rotunga nanrauna. Kana sengan di mundu na buah-buai. Ia, nakake dengai, nadakaba. Enayado. You want things to happen in your life? It will happen when the Jesus arise in you. Think of me chisu menom. Tingo mitisu menomo turanga menomo iwa kumbula. Kani kabitu? Na ikaruwa ni kaya doi teundako. Sanga walanga ni toso na watu. The Bible says, Roman soldiers fall like dead. Kani wotamu arasambali sombu, rasotia, mebaka indu na tamata sa adhimba. He's talking about your enemy.
Iyo, turanga.
When Jesus is arise in you, most of us we go to church, most of us we belong to denomination. But Jesus is not alive in you.
Amen.
You haven't surrendered your life. Taka batungana ka lomamu, taka batungana ka ko domona, ka ko chiso, ka biomuria, kunimuria na lomana, tola tanona ka wilta imuria. Kunimuria na lomana, tola tanona ka wilta imuria. The Bible says the Roman soldiers, they fall down to the ground like a dead person. Why? Sindu na kaedaka. Rolo nga na batu sa tarabas na ngamay ng balzong. Or tureda nga ni sa rolo na batu. Hallelujah. Or tureda nga ni rolo na batu. Sa tamagitama ni rutu sakoto. Kurtu-kurtu hapaka lili kwa ya. They make fun of him at the cross. They make fun. Oh, they condemn him. They make fun of him. They fall down to the ground like a dead person. Yana yado na wekangu, na yado kina no mumbula. We ira kedera via bi bala batikiko. We ira kedera via sangatiko. Malta daba. Sa sini bi sanga sanga batikiko. Sa bi sanga sanga batikiko ay tukoy lamuni. Oh, may bawa madal tagatiko. I'm sharing today as I come to the end of this lesson. God of our nation program from 10:30 to 11:30. I'm sharing the seven things that happened on that morning. Hallelujah. And I believe it's written by the Gospels for us to understand the resurrection power.
Yes.
And Paul wrote, the same power that raised him from the dead is the same power that you have. You can have that power.
Yes, Lord.
Lenga kede, meva kede, dusi kede, was again. Evaka mikim and a second yada. They will fall short. Because it's no longer I that live.
Yes, Lord.
But Christ that lives in me. Number you must go before I pray. Let us come before the Lord and believe.
Hallelujah. Yes.
As I will pray today, let us believe.
Jesus name.
And for those of you that haven't surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, this is a good time. Wanda nda muriau na mulo sanga nda betoka kina, anda nda muriau nga.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Say this prayer with me as we surrender our life to Jesus. Lord Jesus.
Jesus.
I surrender my life to you.
Surrender my life to you.
I accept you as my King, my Lord, my Savior. Forgive me that I'm a sinner. I fall short of your glory. Today, I surrender everything to you. Lead me and guide me. In your name, Jesus, I pray. Say amen. Amen. Lord, we thank you for those that surrender their life today. Thank you, Father God, that they will understand, they will know the seven things that happen when someone is with you. We thank you, Father God, for the history being repeated in people's life whenever they surrender their life to you. You are our King. You are our Savior. You are our God. You are our friend. You are our counselor. You are our everything. We thank you today. We give you the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Minawalebu na barong mai ke manina turanga ke na marama. Minawalebu biti na barong ti mai. Aunu itaka ni na wai malembali weekend na lesson ni kwa. Jesus is life. Na kaya ado ene mateni singa ni wiki na nandulidaki. Rao talaga niya dobeko. Kaya doon na magkatataro, kaya pinakata na bimusulaki, na numatiko. Every day from Monday to Friday, 11 o'clock, live on my television. Ki baka sanga vitar taranga mai gina namba do tabagi tu gani 907-2117 ona katale 907-2117 kani mara o migitu ngarabi from the studio in Suba taltalanga sitiko and from the team we say God bless you, have a wonderful day in Jesus' name.